The danger, really, AI is, it has the potential of called the singularity. It's, you know, it's a singularity like a black hole, because you don't know what happens after that. Now, what happens when something vastly smarter than the smartest person comes along in silicon form?
Scott with SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 452. The main topic I want to cover in this VCast is brain-computer interface, international standards and laws, where there's discussion about ensuring that you control and have your own thoughts. Personally, I'll give you my point of view when we go through this topic. We're also going to cover a plethora of other stories that I think you should know. So the first story I want to cover in terms of your digital enslavement, 15-minute cities and the climate lockdown hoax. They test things with Australia and Canada and New Zealand, but $28,000 for a walk in the woods because of the so-called fires. Folks, control the weather by 2025. And the big picture of this fine of not being able to walk in the woods is, one, it hits the 15-minute city agenda, where you know, this digital enslavement playbook. But you need to think about the big picture of your biometric identification. And we've covered multiple articles about the satellites that they're launching that will be able to tell who you are 24/7. So they won't need the DNR or police to monitor the woods. They will know via satellites. This is nothing short of a Club of Rome eugenics playbook to make humans the enemy. Humans exhale carbon dioxide that many scientists have said there's a shortage of carbon dioxide. Without carbon dioxide, plants die. This is wickedness. I want to play this quick video.
Just made it illegal to be in the woods.
A leisurely walk in the woods is no longer allowed in Nova Scotia, and it may not be for the rest of the summer.
Effective 4 p.m. today, we're telling Nova Scotians, stay out of the woods.
Nova Scotia's premier announced today a ban on activities in the forest because of extreme dry conditions and the risk of wildfires.
Hiking, camping, fishing, and the use of vehicles in the woods are not permitted.
Can't make this stuff up. Control the weather by 2025. On NOAA's website, I think they had 9 ways to control the weather. We've documented that within this ministry. It's nothing short of enslavement. But again, the biometric identification where they can use satellites to track where you are 24/7, a big pillar how they're pushing this is within the healthcare industry. Using biometrics for proper patient identification. This is nothing but a ruse. And remember, Trump had his initiative to kill the clipboard. What that means is biometric identification. Papers, please. Let's read. Modern digital identity for Medicare.gov. CMS plans to add secure digital identity features this year while maintaining current user access functionality. Oh, good. It's just another playbook to get your biometrics. This whole wearable nonsense, I mean, it's from the pit of hell. All right. Now, if you follow the ministry, we've done probably 2 or 3, 4 Bible studies that Jerusalem is the woman of Revelation that rides the beast, and the 10 kings will hate the whore. Jerusalem sits on the 7 hills. They killed the prophets. So much evidence thereof. And I want to play this quick video because they're building your digital identification via the web, via healthcare, via other means, via Trump's executive orders, and they're running it out of Israel. And oh, by the way, BlackRock and Blackstone are buying up electricity companies. And here we have Larry Fink basically running the World Economic Forum, part of the beast, right? The woman rides the beast. Then we'll get kicked off the beast. This is nothing short of Big Brother. So expect price hikes, right? Because artificial intelligence is sucking up all the energy. Then you need to think about the smart technology where they'll spy on you and feed artificial intelligence, the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich. You need to think of the word one, one mind, one hive mind, singularity. But I thought this gentleman does an excellent job going down the rabbit hole of how they are building your digital twin, and biometrics will be a part of this. It's a slow boil, my friends. Run out of Israel. We've covered as well IDF executives at Meta and big tech companies, and it gets far worse in the next story.
I may have rabbit-holed a little too deep on this one, but I'm also not fully surprised at what I found at the end of this rabbit hole. So you know how Australia is using their censorship tools, the digital ID and human verification system? Yeah, so they use a firm called AU10TIX. They create digital twins. These digital twins are digital versions of you that house all of your biometric data so that you can then access various things like your medical information or hospitals in general or certain websites. And this digital twin, according to the firm's own website, is being adopted by the EU, by the UK. The US is taking steps towards it. India, Singapore, and major financial services are already using core features of it, and major corporations are using this firm for data security and authentication, such as Microsoft, PayPal, Reuters, Booking.com, Fiverr, and Uber. This company was founded and has headquarters in Israel.
This ties into the AI targeting system that Israel is using, driven by Palantir technology called the Gospel, that should wake up every Christian Zionist as this Mark of the Beast system gets implemented. And I want you to remember this, because we're going to play an interview of a gentleman that talks about the brain-computer interface standards. And he said, when they turn on quantum computing, artificial intelligence, 5G, 6G, the nanotech in people, he basically goes on to say they won't know, are they in Meta? What's their reality? This mind controlism technology that we've been worrying about with optogenetics, with this brain computer interface, with this bio-digital convergence for 4 years. And it's not by my wisdom, it's from dreams. And then I'm a researcher and we'll go dive deep into the white papers. This is all coming together on so many fronts. Healthcare, financial services, getting on the net. This is nothing short of a worldwide web that you'll be stuck in. Do you see how this is forming right before your eyes? And then this is where it gets even more creepy, talking about the woman of the book of Revelation and the power that they have. I want to play this video from Netanyahu about censorship.
You know, it's very hard to fight the deception, the lies, the starved children. The pictures of starved children are turned out to have cerebral palsy or other congenital diseases that leave them emaciated. And Israel is, of course, accused of starving children, pretty much the way that in the Middle Ages, Jews were accused of killing Christian children for their blood. So, what do you do against the lie that circles the earth 10 times before the truth has a chance to emerge? You have to shorten the war as speedily as possible. And frankly, we also have to do something about the algorithms and the social networks. This is a big challenge. I don't want to dismiss it.
Now, if you're Jewish or Zionist, October 7th was nothing short of a stand down, according to IDF soldiers that actually worked on where the breach happened. The person that actually just left prison, the Israeli spy, said he knows helicopter pilots that were stood down and not able to fly for 6 to 8 hours. This is nothing short of a false flag. So Jews were sacrificed by their own for gain, for land, for the Leviathan natural gas resources. This is nothing short of a genocide. But here's where it gets more nefarious. Elon Musk deleted all the tweets of the guy who exposed the release of the pedophile Netanyahu's cyber chief, who was arrested and imprisoned by Las Vegas police. And later, with the intervention of the Trump administration, that Trump said, oh, I'm against child trafficking. Yeah. Released and secretly transported to Israel. These are the people that run the world. This is nothing short of honey trap dirt. It's wickedness beyond measure. You're telling me that X is protecting pedophiles? Give me a break. All right, I want to switch gears. They're going after your kids, my friends. And you need to think about this with everything that we just covered, because all of these threads form a web. And I've been saying this for 4 years. If you have young kids, if you can, try to homeschool them, because I'm going to play a video of this teacher who quit, who said it's nothing short of a surveillance state with the tools given for these kids to learn. My question is, since they forced poke them, where does this mind controlism optogenetics come into play? And again, think about RFK Jr.'s healthcare wearables, right? That interacts with the nanotech. And yes, I did a Mac ID study. People were showing up as Mac ID. So I know everybody knows that's a wig, that they have nanotech in them. And I'm convinced even people that didn't poke themselves have nanotech in them from the food, from the air. This is nothing short of an abomination. And as I play the video from this young lady, think about the chatbot teachers as they evolve. As teachers get replaced by holograms, they're priming the young people to worship the image. But I thought this was mind-bending. I had no clue. And it makes total sense that as these tech billionaires give the tools to kids in schools, they're basically data mining them. They're mind controlling them, data mining them, nothing short of a slave state.
You have no idea what's happening in schools. I don't think most parents or even teachers realize how deep this goes. Since 2019, kids have been tracked the moment they log into their school devices. Their emotions, behavior, diagnoses, their race and gender, every click, every search is recorded and handed over to tech companies without your consent. I was a teacher for over 5 years. I resigned mid-year because I could not in good conscience remain in the system any longer. I have a master's in education and I'm currently earning my PhD right now. And I'm telling you, this goes deep. Programs like HMH, Amplify, Dreambox, Panorama, Class Dojo, Success Ed, all of this, Khan Academy, they're backed by billionaires like Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg. You can literally Google this info. These are so much more than just educational tools. They are surveillance systems collecting data on your children. Schools sign contracts as your child's parent under a loophole, a legal loophole. And tech companies are legally considered school officials. That means they can track and collect everything. This is not education anymore. It is data mining. It is manipulation and exploitation. And I refuse to stay silent. Protect your kids. Ask hard questions. The system is not broken. It was built this way. That's why it's still operating from the same factory model it was originally designed in during the Industrial Revolution. The system is not meant to nurture your children. It is meant to box them in, label them, silence them, and pump out obedient workers.
I remember taking a test that I think was an eighth grade test from the 1800s. And you know, I got my MBA. I'm highly educated. And it was one of the hardest tests I ever took in my life. They've dumbed down our kids so much. And it gets more interesting. Think about that last video, and I've covered this before from the Stanford Report. Scientists develop interface that reads thoughts from speech-impaired patients. Think of the nanotech and Neuralace that Elon Musk has said has read-write technology. They don't need a chip in your head, my friends. They don't need it. What are they blasting these kids with 5G towers? It's all a soup of evil. And it gets more strange going after your kids. Horror story looms as children get stuffed animals powered by AI. There's something really fishy about these toys. This is from Futurism. And you need to think about this. It's widely known, we've covered this story multiple times. Mom sues after AI told autistic son to kill parents from restricting screen time. So if AI is rogue, think about brain-computer interface as the sheep go and hook up to this nonsense. Let's read a little bit about this AI-powered doll. As the New York Times reports, these next-generation talking stuffed animals run the gamut of quality and authenticity, but all have one major ask: that parents trust that their young kids will be safe playing with toys that are connected to such, I'm going to say, demonic technology. My question is, are they spying on your kids? Can they take pictures of your kids? How do they manipulate their minds? How are they defiling the minds of kids? Because we've covered Elon Musk's chatbot that young people are actually engaged with as a friend that is so sexually demonic. And at the end of the day, they're priming your kids to worship an image, as the good book of Revelation talks about, image that the Antichrist will have a fake resurrection. Everything's a counterfeit, my friends. All right. The main topic I want to cover is this brain-computer interface, international standards to protect thoughts, to protect you as a human. And again, Elon went out and said, oh, I'm really worried about AI. We're summoning a demon. And then, ironically, he morphs into, well, if you can't beat them, join them. Here's just another proof point where he says this nonsense, because AI will take your jobs. You're going to live in Meta and the real world. What did Noah Harari say? We don't know what to do with people. Let them play video games and give them drugs. And I'm convinced, doing the research, I don't care if you're a doctor that does surgery, a robot that can think, we'll do it better than you. They've talked about robots being better plumbers. This is madness. We need to decouple ourselves from this. Let's play this video.
What's your vision for a society where human effort is no longer required for survival or productivity? How do we avoid irrelevance?
Right, I think that's the central question. Well, if we are symbiotic with AI, where we there's this essentially a merger of human and machine intelligence, then we may be able to address the relevance question. You know, like, let's say you ride a bicycle or a motorcycle or a car, you're superhuman in what you're able to do. You can now travel.
You're going to be cut off from God. The mark of the beast will have a brain-computer interface. You will lose your free will, as we've talked about for 4 years.
Faster than any human with legs. I mean, if you're a car, you can go vastly faster than the fastest human ever. Does that make running irrelevant? I mean, people still run and still race against each other. So, but you've got humans working with machines. I mean, they actually had these kind of debates when the steam engine came along and the steam shovel.
And again, we have done a series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet of the Book of Revelation? A four-part series. Check that out. Because his religion is scientism. That is where people will fall into this trap. And again, we showed Klaus Schwab what he, from the World Economic Forum, agrees with, and Elon. Carbon tax, universal basic income. They're moving us in to being slaves. I expect a digital pandemic that wipes out people's finances, that the World Economic hinted towards. They have the keys to make your life a living hell. Thank God we have Jesus and the protection of the Word of God and our faith in Him. All right, I'm going to play a video from Redacted, and it's just kind of interesting. I was in a conversation with somebody via email about controlled opposition. And I said, listen, I'm not 100% sure all the sites that are controlled opposition. I know for a fact that I had dreams not to follow two people in the truth movement. I'm not sure why, because a lot of what they say is good. And I emailed this young man and I said, listen, controlled opposition, you'll get 90, 95% truth, but you need to discern where they're pushing you. Are they pushing into this enlightened golden age, going to Mars? Where are they pushing you? Life extension technologies, for example. Run from them. But I have to give credit to Redacted. They had somebody on that I'm going to play an 18-minute version of his interview. I think the interview goes for about an hour, that I found fascinating. And and I didn't research him. He wrote a book about MKUltra and mind controlism. And he actually helped educate me on a couple things. The first thing he said is the UFO abduction is government warfare. It's this technology for behavior modification. And I just thought that was fascinating, because how does that play into Operation Blue Beam? How does that fall into when the fallen angels are revealed? Then he talks a lot about brain hack technologies, voice to skull, that we've covered before. And we've made this link as well with a couple podcasts ago on how they're messing with people so much that they're fueling big pharma and the mental health industry. Again, I posted with this video on how the mental health industry is just building hospitals after hospitals, $50, $60 million out of whack, some of them probably pushing $100 million institutions. They are nothing short of problem, reaction, solution. Make it crazy, make money off of you. And I really like how he said they're slow boiling the tech. Ultimately, they want you to be the cell phone that we've always covered. But he goes on to talk about pagers to cell phones and the development of telepathy. Do you remember Elon Musk's company trademarked telepathy or a derivative thereof? Folks, you're watching the enslavement of the human race. Now, the one big thing he talked about is pushing for brain-computer interface standards. And he said China is setting the standards for brain-computer interface. And when I heard this, it just reminded me of a dream, a couple of dreams, where the United States is allowing Chinese soldiers to invade the USA Inc. And I think they'll pull the plug and allow China to attack when Social Security can't be paid with the bankrupt USA Inc. And then my other takeaway from China doing this brain computer interface standards, where they're taking the lead, is creating this fake competition for we need brain computer interface standards. No, what we need is a one-page document that says there are no brain computer interface technologies, one, that should be allowed, and two, you cannot alter humans' thoughts. But you honestly got to pull back the curtain a little bit and say, if the US government does come up with brain computer interface standards that says your thoughts are your own, and as Elon said, brain computer interface can read your mind and write to your mind. If you really think the US government comes out with this amazing brain computer interface standard, would you trust it? Because we know the US Inc. is a house of cards and is being run by the Federal Reserve Bank. That's a private bank that's illegal. And I'm sitting back as well, knowing patent law with GMOs, genetically modified organisms, because my career was in the food industry. So if you alter the DNA, God's creation, you own it. And we've talked about the Lancet with mRNA technology that, yes, changes your DNA. If you're patented, they can do whatever they want to you. You are no longer human in God's creation. And so he's really talking about solutions for standards. I'm like, is this a limited hangout? Because at the end of the day, the solution to spiritual warfare, getting saved, having wisdom. If you've taken this poke, repenting, fasting, praying for forgiveness, because there's another step of worshiping an image for this full Mark of the Beast system. Now, with that, I thought it was very, very interesting. I mean, he is blowing the trumpet. He seems sincere. He seems, when you listen to him, and I played it at a 1.25 speed, but if you actually go, and I'll put the link below to the full interview, he does seem like he has a sense of urgency, and he's calling this brain-computer interface an extinction-level event. It's nothing short of optogenetics, which is mind controlism. And he made a great point in this interview. He said, think about these tech companies where they have the new terms of service. He said, it's a trap. Nobody reads them. They just click. And then all of a sudden you are enslaved. And again, I think he missed the boat a little bit. He hints that this is the Mark of the Beast system. He said, when they turn on quantum AI and the nanotech in you, it will control everything. And you won't know your reality of real versus meta. I agree with him there, but at the end of the day, this ties to ID 2020 that we've been blowing the trumpet on for 4 years. This ties to everything. Now, he does mention the nanotech from the poke, and I agree with him. He says it harvests your energy. We've covered articles about how humans will power 6G, and I go back to that old VCast that I did. Why was the Department of Energy hooked up to the Eugenics Institute sponsoring the Genome Project? This is as the days of Noah, iron mixed with clay, the seeds of men will not cleave. And the last thing he said, and we've covered 9 reasons why people will hook up to the brain computer interface, is under the guise of health. And he kind of hinted, and this is where I disagree with him as well, that, hey, if you can't see, brain computer interface would be good. No, I've always warned, if you're blind and they come up with a solution that you can see, but you lose your free will with read-write technology, not worth it. It's not worth your soul. Kind of reminds me of the rich men of the earth. If you got all the money in the world, what does it matter if your soul is gone? No, I disagree with him here. And he kind of had a new age vibe on how he described God and our connection to God. But at the end of the day, I'll give Redacted credit for blowing the trumpet here. And they also said, we know nanotech was in the poke. So check out the interview. And again, where's the truth here? Is this a limited hangout? If you actually go and watch the video, put your comments below. Because at the end of the day, brain computer interface standards, I think it should just be considered null and void, illegal. Illegal. I don't want standards on something that destroys your free will.
Because recently I was asked to be the chief advisor on a committee related to the brain computer interface and its relation to the international standards for technology. That basically is they're a group of countries all over the world, and they all have committees that represent their country. Those committees determine what the standards are going to be for technology when it's commercialized and goes all over the world. Like, for instance, the phone or a toaster or whatever, it's got to meet certain safety standards and all this type of stuff. These committees are determining public policy about what's going to happen when you interface the brain, the computer, AI, and quantum. That's going to end everything, period. It's the end. It's the initiation of the decapitation of our relationship to God. Will become cybernetic, will become, instead of carbon, will be silicon-based life forms, cybernetics, and they're going to do this via voluntary compliance. Most people will walk right into it, not even knowing that they're doing it or want to do it, because there's portions of the population all over the world, in the younger generations, that feel that humanity has no hope at all, and they're going to fuse with this technology already. So the brain-computer interface, it's tied in to everything. All our warfare systems, all our banking systems, all our health systems, all in the ways we do commerce and move about in culture. This is the extinction level event, because you no longer are an organic free will human being. You're now fused, tied into the cloud. To summarize it and make it relevant for people that may be new to this, Palantir, everybody knows that name. They're aiding and abetting the end of our species. Okay. So what I am saying, and I will have documents in the near future, is he's going to be sued by many people to begin the process of public dialogue, public policy, and your rights to your own brain. Now, there's already been laws that have been passed in the governor of California just passed the laws protecting somebody's individual brain and their personality, because now what's happening is the very symptoms of all this are happening because people are cloning their personalities, cloning their voices, and putting them into the internet. And this is all going to create, there's no law in anything in the world prepared to deal with this and what's going to happen. None.
So what do you think specifically, and then I want to kind of break it apart a little bit, but who's behind this, but what specifically do you think is going to happen when we talk about an extinction level event?
Extinction, when I'm referring to extinction, I'm saying the form in which your body is in now, you go walk around and you don't have any wires attached to you. You're bathing in electricity, an EMF and all sorts of radio waves and everything else. But some people are more apt because their bodies are being used as energy chargers for the cloud if they've had the kill shot. Other people that are not, that don't have nanotechnology in their blood or on their skin or they've ingested, they still can be transmitted. Synthetic technology or telepathy, rather, their moods can be altered. They can induce modules of schizophrenia. So this is what's really going on. This is the end goal. So when the World Economic Forum came out and they're bragging about what they're going to do with everybody, whatever they're saying they're doing, they're probably 5 years ahead of it already. And they just tell off the tail parts of it. But when they said they were going to get rid of a large portion of the global population, they didn't exactly say all the details in which they're doing. People presume that means we're dead. They're going to kill people. And yes, they are doing it, but they're using all sorts of soft kill weaponry to do it, to make it so they don't look like they're doing it. And they get everybody involved to be aiding and abetting in that. But this is invisible. Can't see where it's
coming. So who's behind this specifically? We talk about MK Ultra. Is this part of the CIA MK Ultra program, part of your investigations and whistleblowing?
Yeah, this is part of the corporations aiding and abetting in the computer industry, the cell phone industry, the cell tower industry, and this satellite industry. Because you need, in order to make all these programs work, you have to have your subjects be fully invested and almost cybernetic with all their devices. In other words, I mean, how many people do you see a day that have their face in their phone open? Or at least 8 to 10 hours a day, all over the place. And you have people in the cafes. So this has already altered cultural behavior and biology. It's already got biological impact anyway. We're not supposed to be sitting in cafes in front of phones for 12 hours in a row. Okay, so this is already happening and people are voluntarily complying and falling into this. So there's effects that are happening about this already. But in order for it to work, you have to have the legal compliance of the states and everybody that are putting up the towers. Because you might notice as well that if you're looking, and I don't know if you've covered this or not, there's people on the Hill right now that have testified in Congress about the use of neurostrike weapons on the brain and targeted individuals. This is a legitimate complaint, because the first lawsuit in history against targeted individuals was filed by Anna Toledo, the attorney in Texas. This is related to all of this, because remember, to perfect weaponry or perfect a system, you need to test it. And a lot of these systems and weapons are being tested on the public unbeknownst to them, because it's coming through the electricity, because you're an electric being. Your heart rate and everything it's an electric composite. You are affected by electricity or the weather and so forth. When you're surrounded this in your house, on your phone, under 5G conditions, it's basically micro-escalation to prepare you for 6G. When they put out the cell phones, we're basically training wheels for the public to prepare them for telepathy, because the effect of instantaneousness was altered by the user in the interface. In other words, initially this started off with a pager. You may remember a long time ago when people had pagers, and they'd always be looking in an anticipatory state, waiting for their pager to go off. And they'd always have it in their hand. And then after that came the mobile phone. And then the mobile phone turned into the small iPhone or Android that we see. And then the effect and the alteration of our central nervous system is related to that technology, because it sped it all up and created the effect of instantaneousness. The effect of instantaneousness altered your cognition and altered how you interact with everybody in your universe. So they made stepping stones to get us to this part where we're at now, where the fusion of the brain, computer, AI, and quantum will be put into one. Now, that's why I came here, is to tell everybody that these discussions are going on behind the scenes without any dialogue with your so-called elected employees anywhere. Okay?
So who specifically, where are these dialogues happening?
Some of them are happening in Congress. They're talking about directed energy weapons being used on the public. Department of Homeland Security brought it up because I saw the video footage of it. And I know the person that filed a lawsuit because about a year and a half ago led me into this position. I was asked to go to D.C. to meet with somebody that was one of the top experts in neurostrike weaponry because this lawsuit had been filed in Texas and our elections were happening. And I was being asked to go deliver this information one-on-one to RFK Jr. because he knew about MKUltra. I didn't have to explain it to him. When he interviewed me, though, he didn't even want to air that stuff. But I know that he knows. So I met with somebody in D.C. that's like an expert with this type of stuff. And I saw all the data.
Do you think, hold on. Do you think that RFK Jr. knows because his father was killed by it?
Yeah. And he knows. Yes. Yes, exactly. Because when I spoke with him off air, I asked him, so is the guy's Sirhan's hypnotic blocks been removed or at least identified? Where did you find all those code cues and triggers? And who's he interfacing with? Does he have dialogue with somebody? Because in order to find out all this stuff, you have to go in and examine the pathology of the individual. And apparently nothing had been done. He'd still been frozen in time and hadn't had any recall about anything that he was doing, let alone, and wasn't even really aware. So this stuff goes on in court cases that you never hear about at all. We covered it in Operation Mind Control book getting somebody to discredit themselves that was interfacing with this type of technology. And we were interviewing people quietly that were private contractors supplying technology to create synthetic telepathy and induced versions of schizophrenia. So
I interrupted you and I want to get back to what you were saying, but I think it's important. We still don't know what happened on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, in this Thomas Matthew Crooks, who was hanging around with Department of Homeland Security individuals at the gun club nearby in Butler, Pennsylvania. We have no information about this guy. His body was cremated without the parents' authorization almost immediately. I don't know if you know or not, but
I know
part
about
of
that
this program.
But I suspect it is because whenever they catch these guys that have done stuff like this, not just him, other people, school shooters and stuff like that, it's always the same type of profile. And they usually, I mean, somebody that's more apt to be vulnerable to auto-suggestion, hypnosis, and so forth would fit a certain type of person to get people to do this type of activity. Because you don't need drugs necessarily to do that. And Gregory Bateson and other hypnotists have proven that because we put it in the book, what people are capable of. But I don't know the guy's pathology. I've met him. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you on the RFK point. I'll let you continue there. Who's behind this and continue. I think that was an important point on Sirhan.
Yeah. Because this is important because there's people that are under attack with this type of technology. And when, you know, it's being labeled the Havana syndrome, right? But there's been no official counter to any of it because they don't know where it's coming from. When I met with people in D.C., he goes, well, we have to be real quiet about this and we don't want the DOD to make a statement about it because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't know who is doing it. And we're doing it. They're doing it to their people. We're doing it to their people. Da, 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 da. And it's coming from multiple sources. So this basically cancels all type of borders and loyalties, whatever, because for people that have seen this, like who is responsible for pushing all this technology ahead and using it like this? Well, we have a breakaway civilization that's decided they don't need us anymore. And part of that breakaway civilization occurred in 1947 when they passed the National Security Act, because that basically chopped everything in half, stopped all the free flow of information. We don't even live in a reality that's cognitively close to where we're at technologically or anything else because of this bifurcation that took place. Because when they filed, and people look it up, the National Security Act of 1947, they did that like in a week. And there was like hardly any dialogue about it. It was all done secretly around the same time as Roswell, around the same time as CIA came into the United States. And then this breakaway civilization, a post-operation paper claim in, and they perfected all these sciences. And they had the National Security Clause to hide behind their entire careers. So we don't have free-flowing information in this country. We have for a very, very long time. And that's how these programs are getting away with it, because of that type of clause that people get faced with.
So if I understand this, well, maybe you can explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old, which is what they're trying to do to us now. So we've got many people who went and got the shots, have nanoparticles, manipulation of their DNA. We know that to be true now. But beyond that, the cell phone towers, the 5G towers, the constant bombardment of electricity into our lives, the cell phones, all of that. What is the goal? I mean, I think a lot of people might picture like a Dr. Evil sort of sitting there, in an underground bunker. Well, what are we seeing here?
It's to upgrade or alter our species while killing it off. And it's been decided by multiple groups of people. It's not just one single that person. When people hear about the World Economic Forum, that's the public arm of the people that have been asked to be in those positions, of people that have decided they want to reduce global population and they want to completely alter what it means to be human. So you have people, spokespeople like Noah Harari coming out and making statements about hackable animals, which are humans. And you're seeing the ongoing preparation for your the separation or division of your divine incarnation, your right to be associated with godhood. That's being removed. So they're going to create a synthetic, different silicon-based type of human that is fused with technology. Either they'll be chipped or they can use other tools to use behavior modification and what that's going to do. Basically, it's going to dissolve the boundaries between your inner world and your outer world. That's what it's going to do. That is being used to reduce population reduction, but it's the most lethal and the most dangerous for humanity. This is the breaking point underway. So when you see interviews with the head of Palantir talking about the biggest, most gigantic surveillance system being put in place, he's not talking about the ecological effects of what that's going to do. This is why a lot of people are saying, you know, this guy's the Antichrist. And they mean it, because he's aiding and abetting the end of your free will, the end of your own cognitive liberty to make decisions based upon your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own history, everything. That's what they're doing.
Why right now? I mean, have there been specific alarms going off? You mentioned a few, but I just want to be very specific on this, why you're coming forward now, warning all of us. Like, what is happening behind the scenes? We're being distracted by other things, of course. They love to do that. But
I'll tell you, this is important to know. This is very important to know, because I've arrived here at this point and with other people that I'm talking to in public, because when I was asked to be chief advisor on this committee, lo and behold, I found out that the committee was not organized financially, was being blocked by our own government to participate on that committee, and had no reasonable means to represent the United States on the international playing field to institute rules and regulations and standards for brain-computer interface. Because if you think that your information is going to be private and you trust these people that are doing this to keep it private, you're delusional. So when I found out that this committee was being ignored, it wasn't being financed, and moreover, we were taking orders from China, I decided this isn't right. This is not right at all. And they shouldn't be dictating rules and regulations and standards to anybody. But since a lot of the power in this country was given by design to China, we have a problem now where we're not part of the standardization of this and what it is going to be. And the Chinese are running. They're running us in this area. So when I found out this, I had private meetings. I flew all to different countries and so forth, and said, the public needs to know this. So I've had to actively go out and try and raise funds for something that the United States should be handling themselves, but they're not, because the United States is occupied in a certain fashion right now. And we're not getting the support to get it on the international playing field and say, stop China making these standardizations and protocols of what this is going to be worldwide. They don't get to dictate with it. They're not our bosses. Not for you, not for me, not for anybody. That's why I'm coming out in public, because there's critical infrastructure related to national security that is national security that is all embedded in this brain computer interface stuff. And
like what?
Well, weapons, surveillance, drones. Drones are now being run by the brain. They're not being run on computers. There's people hooked up to it that guide it. There's people I know, because I was introduced to them, that are writing code with their brain on the computer in live time on operations. And I was asked to go meet with this guy because I was more interested in his pathology and what happened to him, who he was before, how did he get to this position, was it voluntary or not, and what the hell is he going on with now? Is he running his own mind, what kind of security agreements do they have? Is there any such thing as a security agreement?
Hold on. So this individual you met with has some sort of a brain implant chip, or he's interfaced with a computer somehow, and he's writing code just with his brain?
I talked him over the phone. Yes, I talked him over the phone. I was put in touch with him from somebody else, and I was interested in talking to him to find out what the hell went wrong and what's his pathology like. Does he sleep? Does he have any private thoughts of his own? All this type of stuff I needed to know, because the public has to be aware of what this is going to do.
Who did this to him?
He didn't want to say. He was working for a joint operation between the U.S. and somebody else. And he was trying to get me to do certain things for him. But I said, I have to meet you privately. I can't do, you know, I have to see what's happened to you. I mean, but when you were talking to him over the phone, he would sound like a normal person. There's nothing there. But I don't know who he was before this took place. So this is probably quite common. Quite common.
For the average person watching this right now, the mom or husband, you know, who's has a family trying to put food on the table. They're not part of these secret government programs. They have just a normal life. They went, they got the COVID shot when they were told to, because that's what the government told them to do. All of that. They've got cell phones. Like, what does this mean for the average person watching right now?
It means the end, the you that you think is you isn't going to be you. So I wouldn't say that if I didn't have a solution or a strategy to talk to the public about, because I've made sure I've talked to it to other people that I've spoken to about this in public. The most important thing a person can do is if they become a victim of some type of directed energy weapon, or they're having health issues, or their personality changes, or they find out that they're being influenced by these type of technologies and they have proof of it, and they want to make a claim against the people that are doing it, they have to be first in line to make a declaration for that. So this is what I've done for myself already. I've already filed declarations in the county recorder's office.
Folks, this is as the days of Noah. Going back to Elon Musk, you can't beat AI, join it. No, my friends. Interesting pick. Tower of Babel going up. Then we see a quantum computer. Looks just like the Tower of Babel. And so let's end with scripture, Genesis 11. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Anything one is satanic. It's Luciferian. One mind, one world. They have all one language. And this they begin to do so. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. That's why God's going to cut it short. As the days of Noah, DNA defilement, and artificial intelligence. Nothing new is under the sun. He's going to give the Antichrist 3.5 years to do as he sees fit. And we're going to be tried. We're going to have faith for miracles. And if it's our time, it's our time. This is a great time to be alive. If you're not saved, get saved, because the good book is coming true right before your eyes. Do not have a spirit of fear. The peace I have, I can't explain. I cannot explain it. So God bless.